The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Magic Monsters and Mayhem.
Now, can you prove what you say, Prospero?
Oh, sure. I can show you, I suppose.
You'll take us to this gateway you mentioned?
If it is the only way to prove that Prospero's tale is true, then yes. But I only ask one favor in return.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the catch.
There's always a catch.
No catch, please, please. All I ask is to be allowed to go free once I have helped you, so that I may find Ristinlocks and return to my family. Just so I can get back and save them from the sickness. Is that too much to ask?
No, I suppose.
Yeah! Man-things in cruel woods!
Man-things gonna pay for trespassing!
Yeah! Troll smash, man-things!
And now we continue our story.
Stay back behind me, Lady Rosa. I will protect you.
Thanks, Fitz, but I can take care of myself.
Maybe we should make a hasty retreat.
Are you a coward, Brett Gawain?
He's a coward, all right.
Oh, that's not fair. I just see no reason to sacrifice ourselves for no reason.
You're pathetic, Brett Gawain.
Not fair, Riddendorf. I'm thinking of the women.
Hogwash. You're thinking of yourself.
That too, yes. Is that so bad?
Cowardice is never good, Gawain.
Oh dear, then it seems we are birds of a feather, Mr. Gawain. I'm also a coward.
What? You mean I'm just like Rast here? Blech. Never mind. I'll stick around and help you guys fight.
That's more like it. Man up.
I may need a few lessons in that.
Then perhaps we can teach you, Master Gawain.
But first, let's deal with these trolls, shall we?
These man-things think they gonna deal with us, boss.
Yeah, they need taught a lesson. Then teach them one, boys.
With pleasure.
Man-things shot me. I think I'm dead.
Amazing shot, Lord Farron.
It was nothing.
You killed Trogan!
It was only in self-defense. We have no desire to kill, but you are trespassing in the Farron Woods. These woods once were owned by my family, and I shall defend them with my last breath.
What you say, man thing? You say us trolls trespass? But this is troll country.
No, sir, this is my country, and if you remain here threatening us, we will be forced to kill all of you.
Don't let Man-Thing speak to you like that, boss. Kill Man-Thing.
Maybe Troll T would like the honor of killing this Man-Thing.
Yes, Troll T would. Troll T kill Man-Thing. Good.
You killed Troll T!
No, he's only wounded. Unconscious. He'll live.
I did not want to hurt him. I did not want to hurt anyone. But I will kill you if I have to. We outnumber those of you who are left. Would you like to see all of your fellow trolls die? Would you like to die here this day?
You would spare Troll Dwarf? And his friends?
Oh, happily. We have no desire to spill any more blood, troll blood or otherwise.
Unexpected. Dwarf was sure Man-Things hated trolls.
We don't hate you, my friend. We have no cause to do so.
My friend Fitz here speaks for all of us. We have no hatred in our hearts, not for you nor any of your kind. If possible, we'd rather be your friends. In fact, we'd be happy to share these woods with you, if you would agree to help us in some ways. We could use strong friends such as you trolls.
Yes, and you trolls could learn much from us.
Trolls and man-things can be friends? Is it possible?
That is up to you, troll leader.
It seems to me that the choice here is simple. Either we all fight to the death, where you and your fellow trolls will surely all die, or you agree to be friends, and we all walk away alive and happy.
What say you, troll leader?
I am troll leader. I am called Dwarf, and Dwarf would be happy to make new friends. Dwarf decides trolls and man things now friends.
Well, I'll be flummoxed.
Never seen anything like it in all me life.
Amazing, and very wise, Lord Farron.
Thank you, Lady Elf.
I just can't believe it. Such bravery.
Bravery is its own reward.
Clearly, I have much to learn.
You are listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 3, Chapter 2, The Attraction of Virtue, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Are you sure about this, Lily?
Don't tell me you're afraid of caves now. The big, brave warrior woman.
Shut up, Grap.
We have to try, Divine. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
You may just gain your premature demise.
Ye of little faith, Divine.
I doubt everything. That's how I've survived this long.
I see it! Look up ahead!
It's a stone archway.
Oh, come on, you two!
So, how is this thing supposed to work again?
Prospero said that all we have to do is place those runes in the slots over there.
All 5 runes, right?
Yes, but in the correct order.
Do you recall what order he said to put them in?
I think so. And if I align them correctly, they'll take us to the country of Landover.
Which is supposed to be on the other side of the continent.
Exactly right. Yes.
You'd better get it right then, eh? I mean, I'd hate to end up in a land of dark fairies.
You're a fool, Grap. Just hush.
It'd be nice if you'd both be quiet so I could concentrate. I need to get this right.
I still think nothing will happen.
Okay. One more. So I got this right.
I still have no faith in this action.
Put in the last one and prove it wrong, Lil.
Right. Here it goes.
I don't believe it.
It worked.
Wow, look at that. The portal, it's open.
I just can't believe it.
Now what?
Now we just simply walk through.
Are you sure this will take us where we want to go?
What do you think will happen, Divine?
I don't know, but I don't want to walk through this thing and die instantly.
You have to have a little faith, Divine.
I'm sorry, Lil. I don't have your ability to take things at face value like that. It's just my nature. You can call me paranoid if you like, but I still don't trust it.
Well, I'm going through. I won't ask either of you to follow me. That choice is up to you. I'm perfectly happy making this journey on my own.
You're not going without me, so don't you get any funny ideas.
And I'm not going to let it be said that Grapple here is braver than I am. So yeah, I'm coming too.
Okay then. Here goes nothing.
She did it. She actually did it. Now, me next.
I don't think so, Grap. Just stay put. I'm going next.
So, all of a sudden you're keen.
Shut up and get out of the way. Oh, Dram. Here goes nothing.
Well, Grapple, old lad. I suppose it's your turn. Best book up and just do it.
Just a moment.
Ah! Who the devil are you? What do you want?
I want answers about this portal. So you see, you aren't going anywhere.
But I have to go to my friends.
Your friends will survive just fine without you, I'm sure.
But... Oh no, the portal is closed, and it's taken the runes with it.
Yes. So it's true. These portals are for real, and the runes make them work.
Yes, and obviously the blasted thing has taken the runes with it, which means we can't follow them. We don't even know if they made it out to where they were meant to go.
That is unfortunate, but you may as well accept it.
But why have you done this? Why?
Because I need information, and you're going to provide it. So you may as well calm down and simply come with me.
And if I don't?
If you refuse to come with me, you'll remain in this cave. Forever. Get it?
You'd actually kill me.
Don't force me to do so. Just agree to come with me.
Seems I have no choice. Fine, yes. All right, I'll come with you.
Very sensible.
But at least tell me your name.
Just call me Darkstar.
Here is the herb you requested, Mr. Prospero.
Eastern Lux?
The very same. We store some to keep the chills away during the winter months. It is an excellent preventative medicine. My hope is that it will help your family.
Prospero is most grateful, Lady Denora.
Think nothing of it. Good luck on your journey home.
Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you, dear lady.
You will escort our friends to this gateway of yours and help them on their way to finding Miss Fairheart and her friends, yes?
Prospero gives his promise, Lord Farad. I will fulfill my end of the bargain. Prospero is a man of his word.
Oh, excellent. I am pleased to hear it.
Lord Farad, may I have a private word with you?
Certainly, Master Gawain. Follow me, please.
Mr. Prospero, are you prepared to head out?
Oh, certainly, yes, Lady Elf. I just need to gather the rest of my things. So, if you will give me but a few minutes more to do so.
I wanted to wish you luck, dear Rosa. I must say that I'm sorry I won't be joining you on the rest of your journey.
Not to worry, Gramble. You've done more than you promised. And you've proved to be a man of your word. I appreciate all that you've done for us.
Thank you, good lady. I'll wish you luck, then. Farewell.
Farewell, Gramble.
May I have a word with you, Rosa?
Say your piece.
I wanted to ask your permission to accompany you on the rest of your journey. I think I could be of assistance to you and your party in your search for Miss Fairheart and her friends. That is, if you're willing to have me.
But I thought Lord Farron needed you here. Aren't you in his employ?
I have already discussed the matter with Dak, and he has expressed his willingness to allow me to go with you, provided I return here if called, when the time comes for the revolution, you understand.
Are you sure you want to come with us? I mean, we're far from great company. I mean... Surely you have better trained comrades here with Lord Farron and his men.
Would you rather I didn't join you? I had hoped I'd made a good impression on you. And your group, of course.
Oh, believe me, you've made a fantastic impression on us. I guess I'm just not convinced we're worthy companions.
Nonsense. I can't imagine a more worthy or attractive group of adventurers to travel with. So what do you say?
Well, if Lord Farron feels he can spare you at the moment... Then yes, why not? I know we could use someone of your skill level.
You flatter me, good lady.
What is this place?
Not what I expected. That's for sure.
I have a feeling this isn't where we're supposed to end up.
I don't know. You could be right. It's dark. It's strange. I wouldn't expect it at all. I wonder what's taking Grapple so long to come through.
Maybe he chickened out. I knew he was all talk, that boy.
No. I don't believe that. He wouldn't just... abandon us.
You sure about that?
Oh no. It's closed. The ruins. And the ruins, they drop to the ground.
So?
They're hot to the touch. There's more.
What do you mean?
The ruins. They've changed. The symbols on the ruins have changed, which means...
Which means what exactly?
It means we can't go back. We can't return to the Farron Woods. At least not that way. We can't go back for Grapple. I'm so sorry, Divine. We're lost.
You know, I really hate to say I told you so, but Lily, I... What the drac was that?
That laugh. It sounded familiar.
Are we just about ready, lass? Some of us are itching to get back on the road.
Sure, Greybeard. And it seems we've got one more companion joining us.
Oh, really? Who?
You're looking at him, Mr. Dwarf.
What? You mean we finally have someone around besides Rosa and myself to do some brave stuff?
Does that mean I'm welcome to tag along?
Welcome, he says. Lad, I'm right happy. You're just what we need on this here journey.
It seems the time has come to bid our new friends farewell. Well, some of them. And an old friend. Oh, you'll be fair missed, Fitz, my lad.
Thank you, Dak. But I will return when needed.
Good to know. I bid you good journey, all of you.
So, pretty boy, you're ready to go, eh?
Not really, Greybeard, no.
Oh, you really take the cake, laddie. You never prepare for anything, are you? Do I have the stuff to take ye over me shoulders and carry ye?
That won't be necessary. You see, I'm not coming with you, Lord.
You what? Oh, now, be serious, Longshanks.
I assure you, Greybeard, I am being quite serious.
Well, it'd be a first, but have it your own way, lad.
Gawain, have we offended you in some way? I mean to say, does this have anything to do with, well, me?
Huh? Oh, no, Rosa, not at all. You see, I've been thinking. Well, okay, now that I think about it, you do play a part in this decision. Because you were always on to me to take things more seriously, to be more heroic, you know? And being around Lord Farron and his men, well, especially after seeing how he handled that situation with those trolls, it really opened my eyes. You see, I'm a fool.
Oh, Gawain, don't be so hard on yourself.
Well, why not? I mean, you always are.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, Rosa, it's okay. Look, I get it now. I understand why you've always been so hard on me. I've been a fool and a complete jackass. And furthermore, I'm a coward.
Now, Gawain, honestly...
No, Rosa. I've had this... I don't know what you call it. An epiphany. Yeah, that's it. And I realize I want to be better. I want to be a better man. I want to be brave. Can you believe it? I actually want to learn to be brave. And to learn how to really fight. I want you and the others to actually be proud of me. And I know that you're not. And that's okay. I can't blame you. I'm terrible. I mean, I have been. I'm not exactly a good person. A good man. And I want to be.
Look, Wayne, this isn't some new effort to impress me to try to get with me, is it? Because if it is...
No. Rosa, listen to me. I know you don't have those kind of feelings for me. I'm not really as stupid as I sometimes act. I figured that one out some time ago. I realize that I can be more. I should be more. A better person altogether. So, that's why I'm staying here. To learn to be a better person.
So, you're never going to travel with us again? Never going to pursue riches, adventures,
me ever again.
I know I'm never going to be worthy of you, and I'm fine with that. And as for the rest of it, well, I can't say I'll never want to pursue riches, or that I'm completely done having adventures with you guys. I mean, I'd love to again. Someday, if you'll have me. But for now, just for this time period, I need to stay here and, well, find myself. You know what I mean?
I do, Brett. I truly do understand.
You called me Brett. Rosa, you've never called me Brett before.
I've never felt like I could really take you serious before, but obviously you've really changed this time. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Rosa. That means a lot to me.
You bet. Now please take care of yourself, huh?
Now that's what I do best.
Farewell, Brett Gawain. Until we meet again.
Safe journey, Rosa. Look after our little band of adventurers, and especially yourself.
Thanks. I will. Okay, everyone, we'd best get on the road. We have a lot of distance to cover.
Aye, right behind you, lass. How are you holding up, lad?
I'm okay. I'll be all right. But I will miss that motley crew.
I'm sure you will. But for now, you're with ours. And I can assure you, Lord Farron expects you to do your part.
Oh, I will. I promise it.
It is I, Lillian Zerhart.
Who the devil is he?
Interesting choice of words. Divine? This is Detlor.
Oh, Felden, the one you told me about?
You told this one about me? Not wise.
Where are we? This isn't where we expected to be, is it?
You are in the dark jungle of Kokuru, in the land known as Jala.
That's a very long way from Barren Woods, Lily, and certainly not in the country of Landover.
I know, Divine. You brought us here, didn't you, Detlor?
I intervened, yes.
But why?
I have reason to believe that you may find the Wand of Taldek in these parts.
Really? Are you sure?
Need you ask such a question?
I suppose not, but how do you get out of this jungle?
I cannot provide all the answers for you. But should you survive your ordeal here, then you must find one named Hero. He shall provide you with the lead to the wand.
Wait a minute. Ordeal? What ordeal?
You may regret coming on this journey with your friend.
That's what that Prospero guy whispered to me before we left him. And I'll tell you the same thing I told him. I'll never regret standing by my friend.
We shall see. I bid you good luck and farewell. For now, Lily Fairheart.
Where'd he go?
Back to the shadows of the underworld, I would assume.
Leaving us to fend for ourselves in this evil place? Great.
I'm so sorry, Divine.
Don't worry about it, Lil. Let's just get moving.
I agree with you. We'd better get out of here before we get eaten by some ferocious beast.
I'll never be a meal for some swamp monster. I can tell you that. At least I won't go down without a fight.
There you go, good lady elf. The gateway is open.
And this will lead us to the country of Landover?
As requested. You will be hot on the trail of your young friend, Lily Fairheart, and her companions. Just trust old Prospero. He won't lead you astray.
I should certainly hope not. Because if you do, trust old Greybeard when he tells you, you'll be hunted to the end of the earth. Got it, lady?
It's clear as crystal, my friend. But you have nothing to fear. All you need do is step through the portal, and you will be safely on your way. Come now, all of you, step through!
Well, who's gonna be first? Greybeard?
Oh, I don't know.
Let the old wizard go first, eh?
You get out of my way, stubby. And let me show you how to take some initiative.
Zoe?
If I have to...
Afraid we all have to.
Fine, let's just get on with it.
I'll go next. I'm not afraid.
Now that I don't doubt for a moment.
Rast is ready. How about you, Mr. Greybeard? I'll hold your hand if you like.
Oh, keep your grubby digits to yourself. Let's just go and get it over with.
Now, you'd best step through yourself, Lady Elf. These portals only stay open for a short time, you know.
Okay, fine. Here goes nothing.
Well, here goes something, eh? Good journey, good lady.
Until we meet again, Prospero.
We will never meet again, dear lady.
It is done, Lord Deathlaw.
Good. Good. You have done well, Onora.
Aren't you glad you spared my life, Lord? I have proven a worthy servant, have I not? And my impression of Prospero the Prophet was spot on, eh?
It served my purpose.
Where have you sent the adventurers? Certainly not to where they expect to arrive.
No. I have sent them to the last place Rosa Dernher would ever want to go.
You have been listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 3, The Journey Continues. Chapter 2, The Attraction of Virtue, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. And which starred in order of appearance, Persephone Rose as Fitz Redhawk, Deborah Adams as Rosa, Pete Lutz as Brett Gawain, Abner Cenarez as Dak Farron, Dave Weaver as Greybeard, Jeff Niles as Waldo, Rebecca Thomas as Zoe, Paul R. Beesey as George Templeton, Victor Aurelius as Rast, Lee James Sands as T, Paul R. Beesey as Gan, Victor Aurelius as Dorf, Shane Harris as Gramble, Shannon Lowry as Divine, Steve White as Grapple, Tanya Milojevic as Lily, Sally Wiggett as Darkstar, Lisa Michaud as Denora, Joe J. Thomas as Prospero the Prophet, Shane Harris as Detlor, and Julia Eve as Olnora. The Magic Monsters of Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The closing theme tune and incidental music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Row Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, where you can find the entire library of our programs. Or you can find this program and many others from Dream Realm Enterprises via iTunes, Podomatic, or even on YouTube. Please visit the Dream Realm store. The link can be found on our website, where you can find lots of cool DRE merch and represent your favorite program. If you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. Our story will continue in Chapter 3, coming your way next time. Please join us then.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.